This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Let's get to Chris Mortensen.
The best NFL insider in the business is only on The Fan. This is ESPN's NFL insider, Chris Mortensen.
That's right, ESPN's Chris Mortensen, The Fan's truest on-up NFL insider, joins us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. And Mort, I know I'm wearing you out with this, but I've already opened the show with it again. We've got the Senior Bowl players need to be there on Monday. There are five quarterbacks on the roster. They normally have six. I'm guessing Will Levis isn't showing up. So what about Stetson Bennett?
Buck, I can tell you that Stetson Bennett is welcome to come to go to Mobile for the Senior Bowl. There seems to be some gray area and I think some confusion because, you know, Stetson's been down there in Mobile, Alabama, where the Senior Bowl, recent Senior Bowl, is played because he's worked with David Morris of Quarterback Country, one of the quarterback guru factories, and David's very good, and Stetson's been down there, but then he left after a couple of days, and I think there's been some frustration with trying to connect with Stetson. Now, this may be slightly dated, so maybe it's all been straightened out, but as of, say, an hour ago, Senior Bowl officials were still a little bit confused as to whether Stetson wanted to play in the Senior Bowl.
And who knows?
Who knows? Could he be tired? Could he have something else going on? You know, he just accepted the Manning Award, as you know, for the top quarterback in the country. It's a really prestigious award. And there's no question that, in my mind, that he has an invite. Let me put it that way.
He's got an invitation.
There's no question in my mind, based off the information I gathered an hour ago, that he has an invitation. But there's some lack of communication. Who knows? Maybe Stetson's a little bit irritated that it would take this long. But I think you and I text about this. You know, there was some respect for what had happened in the Georgia tragedy and the post, national championship celebration with the services and everything. And I think Jim Nagy, the director of the Senior Bowl, just wanted to respect that before they move forward with issuing an invitation. But so I have no doubt that Stetson wants to play. All he has to do is pick up the phone, or if he's in Mobile,
wow,
go find Jim Nagy and say, I'm coming.
So reading into that, I would say, why wouldn't he accept this invitation and jump on board immediately? Has he not been working out since the national championship game? You mentioned he's there with David Morris working for a little bit, but why would he have left? I just don't understand it from this end.
And that's where we don't have clear answers. He was down there for a couple of days working with David Morris, and then he just, I don't want to say disappeared because that sounds a little off. But
left early.
He left early, and for whatever reason. You know, we don't know what's quite going on, but he definitely is working out. It would be to his benefit if he felt he was in good physical shape to play in that game. I mean, if he doesn't feel right physically or if he's exhausted, you know, sometimes you go, and all of a sudden you realize, hey, I don't have any gas left in the tank. Maybe he just needs a couple of days to regenerate. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see because there's no doubt in my mind, as I said, that he could be – there's a spot there for him in the Senior Bowl.
I think practice gets underway next Tuesday. So what's the deadline? You got to accept and be there on Monday?
Yeah, they'd like you there. I mean, and the NFL teams do a lot of, they do some measurables. A lot of interviews are set up. It's a pretty in-depth process. And then they start practice. And practice is, I've always said this, practice is sometimes more important than the games. But, you know, the game itself is important as well. So, yeah, I mean, you would hope we would hear something by the end of this week, I guess. Now, I'm surprised that we didn't have a definitive announcement, but the reason I discovered was exactly what I just told you, which I'm sure leaves people confused, because I think even there's some confusion for the Senior Bowl officials as to why this has not come together.
Yeah, so what do you think? Are they just going to go with five quarterbacks if, say, Stetson doesn't accept the invitation, or is there another quarterback they would bring down? I'm looking for a side hustle, Mort. I'm willing to go down there and throw it around a little bit.
Well, the way you look like you're in shape to do it. So, yeah, I would imagine they tried to add another quarterback. I mean, you know, you don't want to put a quarterback through too much in the game.
Right.
You know, because you don't want an injury or anything like that. Because let's face it, the offensive line you're working behind haven't been working all that much, but you know they're coached really hard during the week to try to keep that, and they have some rules within the game to try to keep it so the quarterback doesn't take some cheap shot.
Mort, you're a valuable source for all this information. We appreciate you digging into that Senior Bowl Stetson Bennett story, and look forward to hanging next week.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a text too if I hear something definitive one way or the other, Buck.
Mort joined us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker Line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.